Hi, I'm Becca, and this is my husband, Gabe.
That's me.
Welcome to the podcast celebrating Jack Russell Terrier dogs.
And all the joys of companionship with canines of every kind.
Each week, we'll explore all the heartfelt, humbling, and hilarious stories that only dog parents can truly relate to. We're Jack Russell parents. What's up, puppy parents?
Howdy, y'all.
What you just heard was the New Zealand national anthem, because today's Zoomiesode is dedicated to George, the famous JRT from New Zealand. This little guy will blow your mind with his bravery.
According to the all-knowing Wikipedia, the Jack Russell Terrier George was a pet in the Taranaki district of New Zealand. George is credited with sacrificing his life to save local children from a pit bull attack. George's heroism was internationally recognized, and he received awards after he passed from New Zealand and United Kingdom animal charities.
One of those awards was the animal equivalent of the ironically named George Cross, which is the highest award a civilian can be given from the British government for bravery.
There's even a bronze statue of George in the town square for people to pet forever.
George stood only 12 inches tall and had a heart condition, but that didn't stop him from protecting 5 children from a pit bull attack.
The Sydney Morning Herald and the New Zealand Herald reported that on April 29, 2007, 5 children in Manaia, a rural town in South Taranaki District, were walking home when they were attacked by 2 pit bulls. 9-year-old pup George bombs in like a superhero and successfully defended the children, but he was severely injured in the fight.
Oh, poor George. Okay, so the number of kids and the number of pit bulls does vary across different news sources, but that doesn't change the fact that it was pit bulls versus children who were saved by George.
Absolutely. Alan Gay, George's human, took his veterinarian's recommendation that George should be euthanized because of his massive injuries. Reluctantly, Alan agreed and later expressed remorse over that decision.
But what he and the parents of the town, and the world, in fact, can be proud of, is that such brave, selfless creatures, Jack Russell Terriers, exist, and that they love us with all of their fuzzy little hearts.
We're proud of you, George.
You can find out more on the show notes page at jackrussellparents.com/blog. Hey, puppy parents. If you're listening to this, you obviously love listening to upbeat, inspiring podcasts.
Obviously.
So we want to introduce you to another amazingly fun podcast to add to your playlist.
The TWS, or Teton Hall Woods School Podcast, out of England is great, especially if you're a European sports fan.
The TWS Sports Podcast is hosted by students with autism from the TWS School. Each week, the talented students interview a famous sports figure about their lives and careers.
Enjoy this promo clip, then find TWS Sports wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to the TWS Sports Podcast. This podcast combines autism and sport and provides an opportunity for autistic children to interview famous sportsmen and women from around the world. Here are a few clips from our most recent podcasts.
But what we had to do was we all had to dress up, and so we all had to choose an outfit, and then we all went into the village, into the town that he lived, and we had to go and have was tea and cake, dressed up, fancy dress stuff.
And it was, without a shadow of a doubt, the best summer of my life, 2016. I loved it. Well, if it's not real, that should be a sport. That's a great idea. Can you imagine going back to trying to think again after you've been hit on the head a few times?
So you're in a race, you've got your speedway bike, up against a cheetah. Who's going to win that race?
Me.
Can he somehow try and get the story squashed that he was in a full-on relationship with a cow? And the way he told it, the girl's like, Joe, you're joking.
The TWS Sports Podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all other podcast apps.
Thank you.
I had an awesome puppy parent connection the other day. I was rocking my Jack Russell Parents t-shirt in the grocery store, and because of it, I struck up a great conversation with a lady. And not only did she think my shirt was super cute, she too had a JRT named Wags.
And that's a great name. I love it when slogans like Dog Mom, Dog Dad, or Jack Russell Parents bring people together.
Me too. And one of my favorite prints is Jack Russell Terriers. Not a breed, a calling.
Yeah, raising a JRT just might be the highest calling of all.
Yeah. So are you a proud puppy parent that wants to connect with other puppy parents? Or do you simply like super cute doggy attire to go with your summer shorts? Either way, we have what you need at the Jack Russell Parents Store.
All our awesome prints come in a variety of t-shirts, hoodies, baby onesies, laptop sleeves, even coffee mugs. Your choice.
To join the doggy squad, check out all the rad merch options at jackrussellparents.com. Simply click on shop at the top and place your order. Go get 'em, puppy parents! Did you enjoy this episode? Did you learn from the content? Or did you just have a good, relatable laugh? Well, now what? It's time to subscribe, follow, keep listening, and give a positive review on the Apple Podcast app. Then share the podcast with other puppy parents. This will allow us to connect you and your friends with fun, dog-loving content week after week. Until next time, this is Becca and Gabe, the Jack Russell Parents.
Say bye, Carson.
We'd love to connect with you online at jackrussellparents.com or on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at JRT Podcasts. That's at JRT for Jack Russell Terrier Podcast.
The Jack Russell Parents Podcast is produced by Earball Audio.
Jack Russell Parents is brought to you in part by Super Chewer, from the makers of BarkBox. Super Chewer is a themed monthly delivery of toys and treats made especially for dogs who play harder and demand a challenge. Simply go to jackrussellparents.com and click the Super Chewer link to enjoy their great offers while also supporting our podcast.